Well, I'm Jamie Borwick, and my first great excitement is to pass over the Easter Innovation Award. Easter's delighted to present an annual award to celebrate the achievements of young people in science and engineering. The award takes the form of a cheque for £150 and a certificate to an outstanding Arkwright scholar from this region. The Arkwright Trust is a charity which aims to promote engineering to young people and now has several hundred scholars each year across the whole country. Last year, the award went to Maxwell Mumford of the Knights Templar School, Baldock, and this year, the award goes to Teo Georgiou of Chigwell School. So, Teo, do come up. Very good. Hang on, we've got... Here, we need to do a... Well done. Very good. Another one? All right. Got to get the engineering right here. Thank you. Well, Teo's in his final year at Chigwell School, studying four A levels in physics, maths, design and technology, and government and politics. And I'm rather interested in both engineering and government and politics as well. You find that engineering pays better than politics. He developed an interest in science from a young age, reading his first science encyclopedia at age 7. He's interested in space exploration and enthralled by science fiction. He has an interest in inventing new technologies in his spare time, partially inspired by his love of ideas, and assisted by a keen interest in physics. He hopes to study engineering at Cambridge University or Imperial College London. We wish him very well. So here is the certificate for you and the check.
Excellent.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Very good. You now do your stuff there.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen. I am truly honoured that the East of England Engineering, Science and Technology Association have chosen me to be the recipient of this year's award. I admit to being surprised at winning, as it was only 2 weeks ago when Miss Beddoes from the Arkwright Trust phoned to say that I had won, completely out of the blue. I didn't even know I had been entered, so it makes winning even more of a delight. I must thank the Arkwright Trust for putting me forward for this award, and I am grateful to them for all they have enabled me to do during my first year of being a scholar. I have particularly valued the support, encouragement, and learning opportunities provided by my Arkwright sponsors, Controls and Data Services. I've gained much experience from working with CDS, and I'm thankful to them for providing me with work experience, as a result of which I can now read engineering diagrams, a very valuable skill to a budding engineer. It has been an education working with CDS, and I have had the opportunity to work with the people on the factory floor, those who are trusted with making ideas reality, and I have learned to value all levels of skills and expertise which goes into products. I'm intensely grateful to the support they have given me. I'm thankful to my family for being here tonight and supporting me in all my endeavours. I'm grateful to Chigwell School and especially my head of DT, Miss German, for encouraging me to apply to get the Arkwright Award. With the continued support of my family, I intend to study engineering at university and I will continue to develop my ideas in the field of power generation. Ever since my parents bought me a Thunderbird's Place set at the age of 5, I've been interested in engineering and space exploration, and I have had my heart set on someday getting to the stars. How hard can it be? It's only rocket science. I think that this seminar is an important step forwards in recognising the needs of a significant section of our society, and I hope that this seminar will result in an improved quality of life for the differently abled, so that people with disabilities have the freedom to pursue their goals as I have. I particularly hope we also encourage those with disabilities to enter the engineering profession. We always get excited about new technologies. It is really about time we get excited about people. Thank you very much.
So it's also our custom now to acknowledge individuals who've helped in the various ways to make these seminars the successes they have been over the last 16 years. We owe many a deep debt of appreciation and gratitude for their involvement. Tonight we would like to thank Professor John Senior, Pro Vice-Chancellor of Research of the University. Many years ago, Professor John Senior provided facilities for a couple of annual seminars organized by the East Anglian Engineering Council regional organization. EASTER was formed following their demise, and University of Hertfordshire continued to host these annual seminars, and for the last 10 years in this excellent auditorium. John Senior has been supportive of these seminars and on many occasions has been prominent in giving the welcome on behalf of UOH. To acknowledge this support, EASTER is delighted to ask Professor Senior to become a friend of EASTER. Here you go.
Thanks very much.
Very good. Hang on, we've got the third. Very good.
Thank you. I'm very honoured to be a friend of EASTER. Does it work?
So thank you all for attending this seminar and EASTER for inviting me to chair it. I'm interested in engineering for disabled people for one very simple reason. I'm getting older. Every day I'm getting older. Disability is correlated with age. Indeed, there's a roughly 80% chance that everybody here will reach the age of 90, but also about an 80% chance that they'll be disabled in some way when they get there. And if I'm going to need some engineering done to make my life better when I'm old, I want to make jolly sure it's done now so it's ready when I get there. So many people are nervous to say that they are being generous or kind in developing engineering for disabled people. No, we're being selfish as well as altruistic. My history is that I had the enormous fun of being appointed the chief executive of a public company at the ridiculously early age of 31. The company was Manganese Bronze Holdings, a good engineering name. We used to make ship's propellers in the 1800s. But as the public company, we were the maker of the traditional London taxi. Now, the fear of every taxi man was that he might be deregulated, exposed to aggressive competition from minicabs. I wanted to inspire people to help us, so we played around with wheelchair accessibility about 30 years ago. I was helped that a junior engineer in the business working for me had grown up in a family with his father using a wheelchair. So he really understood what could be done with wheelchairs and what could not be done. After that experience, I ran a portion of the Motability scheme of financing wheelchairs, and I applied for the first planning permission for private homes to the Lifetime Homes Standard. The truth is that we all spend time in a wheelchair. It's called a baby buggy. And we're very lucky if it's only at the beginning of our lives that we spend time in a wheelchair. And now I have the enormous fun of being in the House of Lords, a grouping with more than its normal percentage of disabled people, actually rather similar to far more disabled people than there are in the House of Commons, as you may know. And I'm a Conservative peer who is involved with disability charities. So we've now got a very inspiring group of speakers. And this seminar is being streamed live by Global Teleports and Missing Link Live. So first I'd like to call on Ian Jones to talk about prosthetics. Ian Jones.